listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. On today's program, I want to continue to examine the science fiction-like technology, which is already operational all around us. Most of it is operational in a secret and classified sense, but this sci-fi technology and science has been up and running since the 1940s. 1947, to be exact, and it actually goes back before that. Now, when you're making your computations, when you're analyzing what's going on all around you, and if you choose to look through the framework or the perspective of the past tense, you're always going to come out empty-handed, because you're always going to have a deficit in your understanding, because technology and science has advanced on a quantum level so far beyond what most people think that it has arrived at, that it requires a total recalibration. It requires a total recalculation of analysis. Now, this is no small thing, because the average person is clueless. Even though in our feature films, even though in our episodic television programs and things of that nature, when you look carefully and listen carefully, and of course, the operative word is you can't analyze accurately unless you're looking carefully and you're seeing carefully and you're hearing carefully, assuming that you're accessing your sensory perception at the level that it was designed to work at, making that assumption as the foundation, that puts you in a place of potentially being able to understand everything that's going on around you. Most people that I talk to, the overwhelming majority of people that I talk to, and probably the people you talk to, essentially live in a twilight zone of cluelessness, because they don't really have any kind of grasp about how far it is we have proceeded into the future. And so when these episodic TV shows, these movies, they're constantly telegraphing or leaking or communicating the existence and reality of all kinds of highly advanced technologies. But the average person is in a state of cognitive dissonance. They're like, their heads are spinning. And so they see this stuff, but then they fail to make the connection between this advanced tech, this advanced science, and what's happening in their world. Let me give you an example that maybe you're aware of. There was a relatively recent Tom Cruise, action adventure, sci-fi blockbuster film, Cutting Edge. And in this film, there is the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, military generals, and the highest ranking officials on both sides of a conflict. But in the Tom Cruise movie, and I forgot the title, it's the latest Tom Cruise movie. In the Tom Cruise movie, they're in a highly classified, highly fortified, high security room with all kinds of technology and armed guards, etc., etc. Now, in that room, it turns out that there are one or two infiltrators that are in that room with Tom Cruise and some of the other so-called heroes of the movie. They have penetrated the security of the room. And the way that they have penetrated the security of the room is both simple and complex at the same time. So, since you cannot get into this highly classified room unless you have all kinds of stuff like a biometric ID, that's when you put your eyeballs up to like a laser beam glass plate and they do a retina scan of your eyes, and your retina scan is as unique to you as your fingerprint or your thumbprint. Your retina scan is totally unique to you. Just like your body and brain are broadcasting a totally unique and different EMF or electromagnetic frequency. That's totally different than anybody else. So you would need, you know, a thumbprint ID, you would need a biometric ID, and there were other enhanced security measures. And only after you were able to show those to the technology would you be allowed in this high security room. So a crisis occurs in the room. An assassination attempt or an assassination, I don't remember which, that threatens both national security and global security. And as the plot unfolds, the villain, the assassin, very dramatically rips off or takes off his totally lifelike facial mask. Now, his facial mask is not like, you know, some cheap Halloween mask that you would buy at a store. The mask, in terms of technology, the mask that the villain is wearing is unlike any other mask you would normally see. I don't know what the mask costs to make, but I would say in the intelligence communities, the mask would probably be worth anywhere from $250,000 to $500,000 to make or manufacture. So at a critical moment when the assassin is going to kill somebody because he's breached the high security room, the villain dramatically takes off this totally lifelike mask. The villain is wearing a completely 100% special plastic, special material that is totally lifelike in every way. This is something that is not kind of lifelike. This is something that is 1,000% lifelike. And so he takes off his mask, and then you see his real face. And his real face is the face of somebody completely different other than the villain, because the villain is hiding his identity because the villain is wearing a totally lifelike mask that is designed impeccably to fool all those around him, no matter how well they know him. This impeccable lifelike mask is designed with such total realism. The materials that it is constructed with are so lifelike that the spy is able to penetrate this high security room. And he does it by wearing a mask that is so realistic looking that nobody even questions the fact that he is not who he is pretending to be. Now, this again, this mask is completely lifelike. This mask makes the villain look 100% like somebody else. It's totally believable. There are no flaws whatsoever in this mask. Okay, so most people watch the movie, tune out in their minds, they don't really think about it, and then they fail to apply what they just learned about just how far along and just how advanced this lifelike mask technology is. So, the name of the game is not to just appreciate this in a compartmentalized bubble or an isolated bubble. You need to enhance your perception. You need to process fully all the implications that are possible and available to the person who is wearing a totally lifelike mask. So what happens is, if you begin to take those steps of perception and you get out of the modality of daydreaming, you then understand that this is applicable to all these rumors we have heard regarding whether or not President Biden and other big-time politicians and big-time national leaders, whether or not, when we're looking at them, when we're watching them walk and talk, when we're examining their faces closely, they could easily be wearing a lifelike mask, such as the lifelike mask depicted in the Tom Cruise action-adventure movie. So that leads us to the place where we have to ask the question, are we looking at the real Biden? Are we looking at the real Harris? Are we looking at the real Trump? All these big-time political leaders, when we see them on television, where that gives them the additional power to refashion their facial characteristics, are we looking at them as individuals, or are we looking at them possibly as living replicas, almost like clones, who are disguising who they really are by wearing lifelike masks? Because the Tom Cruise movie shows us something. What the Tom Cruise movie shows us is that it is highly possible, it is highly probable, due to the fact that any actor can wear a lifelike mask pretending to be Biden or pretending to be whoever it is they want to be. The technology of masks has come so far along, it has developed to such a degree that it is now no big deal to create a manufactured clone-like replica of a famous person, because making a lifelike mask of that person is now something that is no longer difficult. It is something that is easily doable. So we now have entered the age where we can take any given politician, and with computers and laser beams and mask-making technology, we can remold and refashion any famous person. We can create a totally lifelike duplicate of any famous person by manufacturing a totally realistic and lifelike mask. And so we have entered the arena, we've entered the time frame where creating body doubles, using actors, using voice modification technology, training people to walk, talk, and develop the peculiar characteristics and mannerisms of any given person you want to duplicate is no longer a big deal. It's easy street. So we see in the Cruise movie the reality of a lifelike replica of a big-time politician who looks just like the real politician, but this person is an imitation using a lifelike mask. And I've seen the same thing in the TV show NCIS, where we are taken into the laboratory of where scientists are cranking out lifelike, realistic masks of famous people, of generals, of high security people. And with relative ease, they can create a lifelike mask and a lifelike counterfeit of anybody you want to make a counterfeit of, including the President of the United States. So we have entered into an entirely different time zone and an entirely different arena where, through the manufacturing of artificial lifelike masks, we can create, for all practical purposes, almost a clone replica of anybody that we want to. This is now the future that we live in. This is the new future that we live in. It's no longer far off. We see from the Tom Cruise movie, we see from the NCIS episodic series, we see in so many examples that the technology of making lifelike masks is very doable and very easy to do. So now we live in a totally different world, because we now know that a person can literally be dead. And we're no longer relating to the person, we're relating to a lifelike imitation of the person that is totally realistic. So that's where technology has taken us. And we need to understand that this is now the place where technology has taken us. So I want you to think about that, and we're going to come back in just a moment. Before we do, I want to encourage you and exhort you to ask the Lord what you can do in terms of making a monetary contribution, a financial donation, a gift to Paul McGuire Ministries or Paradise Mountain Church International, and help us reach as many people as possible with the truth. Also, this is a time to pray for us. This is a time where you can, I'm asking you to literally join and literally follow our social media. When you choose to follow our social media, what you're doing is you're breaking the illegal and dishonest and propaganda-like rigging cycle that is altering the truth of social media and the entire internet. The only way to fight back is for you to step forward and to support the people that you believe in, both financially, and support them by going to their social media right now and literally join and follow their social media. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. We'll be back in just a second. You are now listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. All right, I've been doing research on the electronic, digital, electromagnetic frequency control mechanisms that are now controlling millions, hundreds of millions of people on planet Earth through cell phone technology, etc. I'm looking at an article from Mojmir Babacek in Global Research, and it talks about some of this technology in an article entitled Artificial Intelligence Systems Which Manipulate the human Nervous System, Thoughts, Emotions, Perceptions, and Derogate Fundamental Human Rights, Should Be Banned Outright. And this is an open letter to the European Parliament. Okay, so again, in terms of deception and deceit, here is where we now are at this moment in space, time, and history. Our artificial intelligence systems have evolved to the point which they now are able to manipulate people's human nervous systems. That means AI systems can right now, whether you know it or not, AI systems can right now manipulate all aspects of the human nervous system, manipulate people's thoughts, control people's emotions and perceptions, and destroy fundamental human rights. And they're calling for these AI technologies to be banned by the European Parliament because it means the end of free speech. Okay, so what are they talking about? Well, they're talking about all these new technologies. So on December 9th of 2023, the European Parliament published a press release where it stated that it reached a political deal with the Council of the European Union on a bill to ensure AI in Europe is safe. Well, why would AI in Europe be safe when AI in America is totally non-safe? Both AI, wherever AI is activated, AI is already compromised. Just like you can compromise the identity of anybody's face with a high-tech mask, you can take over the control of anybody's brain, emotions, moods, whatever. You can hack into anybody's mind and consciousness. The days of individual free will are gone. So, the bill is late, but the bill is better than nothing. They're asking the European Union to make AI safe in Europe and respect the fundamental rights of democracy. According to a press release, the deputies also agreed on clear obligations with respect to AI systems used to influence the outcome of elections and voter behavior. Now, listen very carefully. When we're talking about the rigging of voting machines, we are not just talking about the digital, wireless, satellite, and electronic mechanisms that can falsify numerical counts for this candidate or that candidate that exist in voting machines. Nor are we talking about the technology, Wi-Fi, electronic and wireless digital technology, that can reduce the numerical count regarding any particular political candidate. So we can artificially enhance the numerical count. We can falsify what we call wins in the election process, or we can do the exact opposite. We can falsify and artificially create numerical losses with a wireless adjustment. You could do this, for example, in the nation of Spain, and you could change the outcome of the election in America. You could cause there to be instantaneously not only the increase of votes for a particular candidate that could numerically climb into the millions and millions of votes from people who are voting in favor of a particular candidate, but you are now technologically free to do the exact opposite. You can create digitally millions and millions of votes that don't increase the votes electronically and digitally, but they reduce the number of numerical votes for any given candidate by using digital technology, Wi-Fi technology, and computer technology. So the voting machines are totally compromised based on just the technologies that I alluded to. They're totally compromised. And so you have no assurance whatsoever that you're participating in a legally valid election. But they can do far more than that. They can so intensely interfere with the count in an election that they can use AI systems to actually, through wireless electromagnetic, listen very carefully. This is revolutionary. This is iRobot on steroids. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is so far beyond anything that I've ever shared with you. It should make your head spin. We're not just talking about electronically and digitally monkeying around with the outcomes of a particular election. This goes way, way beyond that. This goes into the realm where currently artificial intelligence and AI systems now have the power through electromagnetic frequencies and digital technology and satellites and 5G cell frequencies. They now have the power. AI now has the power to hack into people's minds and literally distort their human behavior, distort or alter their consciousness, distort or alter their thinking, distort and alter who they like and who they want to vote for, in the positive sense of artificially creating the narrative inside their brains that artificially causes them to want to vote for a particular candidate and motivate them to go out somewhere and vote for a particular candidate, or the exact opposite can be electronically motivated with digital EMF technology. They can artificially cause people to have an entire emotional response and an entire psychological response that causes them to overwhelmingly want to not vote for a particular candidate, hate a particular candidate, dislike a particular candidate. In other words, what I'm saying, it is now possible through AI technology for people to like, love a candidate and do whatever it takes to vote for that candidate or contribute massive amounts of money to that candidate, or they can do the opposite. They can cause any individual to have the overwhelming synthetic, virtual, and artificial desire to vote in the opposite direction for a candidate or give their monies to another candidate. So they can rig, positive or negative, any election because they can hack into the human brain, hack into human memories, and hack into artificial synthetic narratives, and hack into every aspect of human consciousness and human psychology. This is Brave New World at light speed. So with this AI technology, they can distort, they can alter, they can transform, they can change the physical or psychological harms that are likely to occur and that should normally be legally forbidden. Because when you're overriding the will of a potential voter and you're forcing a potential voter to vote for somebody that they wouldn't normally vote for, that's no longer a valid election. So they can create artificial psychological likes and dislikes. And potentially, they can create laws and technology to block this. This limitation should be understood to include neurotechnologies assisted by AI systems that are used to monitor, used or influence neural data, that's brain data, and gather through brain-computer interfaces. Remember that word. I've been using it a lot for the last number of years in my books. The reality of computer-brain interfaces, we're off and running. So, we can digitally and electronically create electromagnetic frequencies that have the power to distort the neurological behavior and the neurological brain chemistry that causes a person to vote or like or dislike a particular candidate. And we can target any individual is a potential target via 5G cell EMF. And as a potential target, they can cause any individual to experience death, heart attacks, significant psychological harm, significant psychological and sociopathic tendencies. I mean, they can do stuff that is like shocking. So the danger to a free society is this. According to the statements that I just read you that came from enormous research from neurological scientists, that research addresses, and yet at the same time, it can conceal and hide the very real feasibility of mass manipulation of the human nervous system, mass manipulation of people's thoughts, emotions, and perceptions. In other words, through technology and science and things like EMF, it is now possible to use digital wireless technology and artificial intelligence. It is now doable to cause national mass manipulation, global mass manipulation of the human nervous system. That means you can have a hotly contested election. And if one of the candidates in a hotly contested presidential election gets a hold of the satellite technology and the 5G technology and stuff like that, they have the power via projecting an EMF frequency from outer space. They have the power to throw an election one way or the other by causing a massive digital mind shift, a massive digital mind transformation that causes any individual to want to vote for one presidential candidate or absolutely hate the other presidential candidate. And so the outcome of the election can be solely determined by the illusion of digital artificial intelligence technology. Wake up. Okay. So mass manipulation of the human nervous system, which includes people's thoughts, memories, emotions, perceptions, functioning of internal organs. So not only can you impact the brain and cognitive abilities, but you have the power through EMF and artificial intelligence and wireless technology. You now have the power, the deadly power, of zapping people, if you will, zapping them in the functioning of their internal organs, or even causing mass deaths of people. You could hide that under a vaccine. You could hide that under COVID. You could create propaganda that tells the masses of Americans that people are just being hit by COVID, when in reality, their consciousness is being distorted, or in reality, their desired person to vote for is being distorted by the EMF frequencies zapping different internal organs that they have. And remember, there is always a relationship. There is always a relationship between your internal organs and what your mind and your body are thinking. You can zap somebody's internal organs, any of their organs, and that will change their thoughts and their consciousness. This is heavy-duty stuff. This is Brave New World on a level we never thought possible, and it's come faster than we ever predicted. Now let me read to you what else is possible, and let's get a hold of it. Okay. So right now they have placed on the market all around the world, and they have put into service, which means they have now activated all these new technologies that are based on AI systems. And these new smart AI systems have a built-in programming objective to go, or the effect of materially distorting human behavior. So they can now zap people and literally distort human behavior, which means they can distort human thinking, human likes, human dislikes. And by distorting human behavior, they can cause people to vote for this person or that person. They can cause people to vote for a gun control bill, or they can cause people to vote against the gun control bill. But in reality, this is not the people themselves acting on their own free will. This is what is happening when an external electromagnetic frequency is zapping them, and the zapping of their organs and their brain functions by an external electronic frequency can cause people to vote and behave in any desired way that a globalistic Luciferian elite wants them to vote in favor of this person or that person. So, in this article, it talks about 11 human rights organizations that replied to the scientist Dolores Montserrat. Quote, "We are deeply concerned with your reply to the petition number 0716-2023. After studying the information on the agreement between the European Parliament and member states of the EU on artificial intelligence legislation, we do not see their sincere intention to prevent the manipulation of human thinking, emotions, etc., by governments, agencies with the use of pulsed microwaves, extra-long electromagnetic waves, EMF, or other as yet unpublished energies." So what they're saying is, what they're saying to you and me is that after studying the actions of the European Parliament, the European Union, as well as the United States of America, after studying the legal decisions made by the European Parliament and the member states of the EU on their record concerning artificial intelligence legislation, this is their conclusion. Listen carefully to their conclusion. We do not see their sincere intention to prevent the manipulation of human thinking, emotions, etc. Okay, so what they're telling you is that the European Union, the United States of America, the United Nations, and other global government institutions have no sincere desire whatsoever. They have no sincere intention whatsoever to prevent the manipulation of human thinking, emotions, etc. That is horrifying. That's exposing the fascist nature of the Great Reset. So then it continues. This means that so far there are no measures taken to prevent the development of the European Union member states into the totalitarian regimes where thinking of citizens will be controlled by the governments using those radiations and artificial intelligence. To prevent such situation, the governments would have to declassify the technologies of remote control of the human nervous systems. Okay, so they're telling us we are now in the future and the remote control, there now exists. What they're telling us is there now exists the abuse of human rights and democracy by AI technologies. And AI technologies can declassify the science and technologies of remote control of the human nervous systems and create agencies of objectively capable and legally obliged to disclose the abuse of human rights and democracies by robot and AI technologies. When the governments keep them classified, they keep themselves open to the option to manipulate the minds of their citizens whenever they see fit. So Big Brother across the world has the technological power right now. This power exists and it's being used against us. Wake up. Wake up. That these governments have the power anytime they choose to manipulate the minds of their citizens. And they already, past tense, are in possession of those tools and will relieve them of the responsibility in the face of their citizens in cases where catastrophes may happen due to the fact that they have neglected dangers connected to the further development of civilization. The scientific evidence proving that at least pulsed microwaves, including transmissions of cell phone systems and extra long electromagnetic waves, can be used to control human thoughts, emotions, perceptions, cause pains, etc., at distances that can be found here. So from a very long distance, you can paralyze somebody emotionally and give them agonizing pain that would paralyze them. So again, they're asking for legislation that would satisfy requirements to rein in the totalitarian political systems and actually not just give lip service to it, but actually do it. And by do it, I mean respecting human rights and freedoms of citizens in the electronic era can be found here. In summary, we believe the EU Artificial Intelligence Act should include legislation that explicitly prohibits EU governments, including law enforcement, intelligence agencies, and the military from using artificial intelligence to manipulate at distance human thoughts, emotions, etc., using published or other as yet unpublished secret energies. The legislation should also include the obligation of EU governments to protect their citizens from such manipulation by non-EU governments or other entities. It is worth very serious consideration whether in the not-so-distant future, where majority of a state's citizens could be unemployed or underemployed due to the use of artificial intelligence, they will be allowed to have a freedom to vote according to their opinions, or whether the state power will decide whether or not responsible enough to make the right choice in the elections and will produce their decisions in their minds instead. In this way, they should not even have the right to vote against the use of artificial intelligence, which deprive them of their jobs. You see, if you're looking at AI or artificial intelligence to vote on whether or not human beings are employed and have jobs, Those jobs can be destroyed. All the potential jobs of human beings can be destroyed anytime the elite want to destroy them by choosing to vote using artificial intelligence. They can rig the human versus non-human employment ratios. In this way, they would not even have the right to vote against the use of artificial intelligence. And then they warn that the International Monetary Fund, artificial intelligence, and other globalist entities are set to affect nearly 40% of all jobs worldwide. So listen up. 40% of all jobs worldwide, that includes America, and about 60% of jobs in advanced economies, in this way, artificial intelligence will likely worsen overall inequality. So artificial intelligence, which is being promoted by the globalist elite, is not only evil to mankind, but AI is going to detrimentally affect and destroy about 60% of the jobs in every nation that has an advanced economy, like the United States. And AI will likely worsen overall this inequality. Commander Clow from the Royal Netherlands Navy, an expert of strategic communications and information operations of NATO Joint Warfare Center, wrote in an article in 2023, quote, "The reason why cognitive attacks go unnoticed by their targets is that cognitive activities bypass the conscious mind and directly target the subconscious mind. Most of our decisions are made by the subconscious mind. Cognitive attacks are aimed at exploiting emotions rooted in our subconscious, bypassing our rational conscious mind." Okay, so I want to close with this warning. This high-level general, an expert in technology, is telling us this. He's saying that masses and millions of people all across the planet, including America, are being regularly attacked by artificial intelligence weapons, and they're being regularly attacked with electromagnetic frequency weapons, and they're being harmed, hurt, given sickness, given insanity. They're being barraged with all kinds of electromagnetic warfare. But then he warns that the average person is not aware at all that they're being attacked, via silent sound, they're being attacked through EMF, they're being attacked by 5G, and they're being attacked by a vast spectrum of electromagnetic frequency weapons. And this is his warning, and you need to pay attention to it. All of these weapons do not target your conscious, rational, normal, everyday, awake mind. All of these EMF mind weapons attack not your conscious mind. They are leveling an all-out attack on your subconscious mind. And because you're being attacked in the realm of your subconscious mind, your conscious mind is not even aware or cognizant of the fact that you are being bombarded with 24/7 mental, digital, electronic assaults on your mind. And the reason for that is that you're being bombarded, you're being attacked via electromagnetic frequencies, you're being attacked on the subconscious level. When you're attacked on the subconscious level, you can literally make somebody go crazy, give them a sickness, but they will be largely unaware of the fact that they're being attacked day and night. Why? Because the attack is hitting them in the area of their subconscious mind. Therefore, it's a stealth attack. Now, I want to warn you of this because there are millions of people in America that are under electronic warfare attacks, and they're being attacked on the subconscious level. I have warned you about this in book after book after book. You need to buy my books and get up to speed on how you can be aware of the fact that you're being attacked in your subconscious mind and what you can do about all these attacks against you, attacks that are attacking you in your subconscious mind. So go to paulmcguire.us, get copies of my books that will step up your understanding on how to protect yourself. Get my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. Get my book, Conquering the Matrix. Get the book, Power from On High. Get the books, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1, and A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 2, and the book, Are You Ready? All these books and others that I've written educate you and equip you so that you're not taken down through EMF attacks that are targeting your subconscious mind. It's time to step up the level of our warfare. We're not living in Kansas anymore, okay? We're living in the future, and the weapons that are being waged against us are not only spiritual, they're sci-fi weapons, and we must get serious about educating ourselves and equipping ourselves in defeating weapons whose technology attacks the subconscious mind. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.